Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 91. This episode is brought to you by... As entrepreneurs, we all face the battle of finding funds to grow our business and also to pay for daily expenses. That is where Capital One comes in. Capital One will provide you with a business credit card where you can use it to keep all your business expenses in one place and also to build your business credit. Apply today. The link is in the bio. Hey, conquerors. Welcome. Welcome. I'm happy to be here with you guys. And today I have a very short message for you. And that message is don't quit. Don't quit. I'm saying this because, you know, at this time we are, this is the 29th of November, 2022. So people have so many things going on. We just finished with Thanksgiving and we onto Christmas, and yesterday was Cyber Monday, and then you had the Black Friday and all that that's going on. So people are busy with family members and everything else that's going on in your life. Whether it's your job, your business, your kids are getting ready to graduate. I know I have been dealing with that a lot. I just came from a funeral and seeing my family grieve, it's like it weighs on you. And then it makes you also to question your life as far as, hey, am I living to my best ability? Am I making use of my potential, of the resources at my disposal? And I can say a resounding no. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's hard to continue that path of enlightenment, that path of growth and development, because anything that we try to do out of our comfort zone is very difficult because we are being constantly pulled back. We are being constantly challenged with everyday life. So I am reminding you not to quit because you don't see the results that you desire. I know when we work so hard at something, we've given it our all, we've sacrificed time, resources, money, and then we don't see the results we desire, that is not a sign to quit. That is a sign to double down and really continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to show up, continue to do what will make the difference, continue to do what other people will not do. Because what most people do is quit. We quit when things get hard. We quit when things are difficult. We quit when we are bored. We quit when we are tired. We quit when certain people come around. We quit when life throws a certain circumstance at us. We quit for so many reasons. And because of that, it's very difficult for us to figure out, for us to get to the point where we get to see what we are capable of doing. But the process is all about growing and learning and becoming better each and every day, even if it's just 1%. 1% over a course of a year add up to a whole lot. And maybe you want to quit because, you know what, you don't seem to have all the time that you desire in order for you to get this business off the ground, in order for you to write the book, in order for you to create a course, in order for you to do anything, a show, a program. That is not a reason to quit. It is a reason for you to be thankful for the time that you have. Because 1 hour per day can add to 7 hours per week for you to work on your side hustle, your dream, apart from your regular job or your regular business. Do you understand? We have to make the most out of the situation that we have. Let me tell you, I was looking at the podcast today, and I saw that they have this a year roundup. I think Anchor has it every year to show you what you have accomplished for this year. And they said that I recorded over 915 hours of content, which is 95% more than the average creator. not 95% more of all creators, 95% more of the average creators, people who are actually trying to publish podcast episodes regularly. And I was shocked. I was like, what? Because I feel like I was mediocre at it. I feel like it wasn't like on the top of my list because so many times I couldn't record an episode or I didn't plan well enough to record episodes. And I went like sometimes 3-4 weeks without publishing an episode. But yet I was able to perform 95% more than the average content creator. And I was shocked because I was beating myself up. I'm not proud. I'm still not proud of my performance with that. I'm still not proud with my schedule and my consistency in publishing regularly. I'm not proud of that. But, you know, after I look at this, I say, girl, you find a way to keep coming back again and again and again and again and again. And again, so that's something that I should give myself credit for. That's something that I should give myself kudos for, because I'm running a business. I deal with my kids. My kids are doing all sorts of activities. They are taking college classes. They are driving, which is very scary, but thank God I trust them to do that. And of course I'm married. I have a husband to give attention to, and I'm a mom who is very conscientious. I cook often, and it's like, where's the time? And I try to be present on social media. I don't know if you've been following. If not, go and follow. And I try to be present as much as I can. And I'm doing all of that on the skirt of everything else that I'm supposed to be responsible for every single day. So I have to give myself kudos. So if you find yourself in the same situation, maybe you're not where I'm not down to hundreds of thousands of downloads yet. I'm not down to interviewing guests like I really want to do, because that requires a whole layer of activities and tasks that has to be done before an interview can take place. I'm not anywhere near where I need to be. I'm not really monetizing the way that I want to, but I have done something, and it is better than it was last year. And I'm sure with the upcoming days and weeks and months and the next year, it will be better and better. But if I say, well, my gosh, I didn't publish my podcast for like a podcast episode for like 3-4 weeks, I'm just going to stop. This is getting on my last nerves, and it's embarrassing to not be consistent and not show up. And I preach it to you, and I preach it to myself all the time. Consistency is the key. You know, helping people to solve their problems, helping people to wake up each and every day to show up as their best self and create the life they love. That's what I do. But sometimes the honest truth is I'm not able to do it each and every day. And that's okay. And that is okay. But you know what? All the other episodes, this is episode 91. All the other episodes are out there for people to listen to. And they do. Even sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, my listenership is going to go down. And I see it go down and go up and go down and go up. And I feel like, okay, well, something is working. I mean, it may not be growing at the rate that I want, but it is working. So whatever little that you are able to give to your dreams, continue. Continue doing it and don't give up. Whatever your reasons are, continue doing it, because over time, it will add up to a lot. Over time, you will see, you will create opportunities to double your efforts or double your productivity, because you know you have limited time. So don't quit. Do not quit. Keep going, because you never know. You never know where you might end up. And it might be at a place where you have always dreamed of. Okay? So, until then, I want you to know that anything you set your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend you think will benefit from it. Also, head to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and also a 5-star review. We are in the process of growing this podcast and we cannot do it without you. Thank you so much for helping us reach our goals.